Welcome to the One Bottle of Wine podcast. I'm Anissa.
I'm Emily.
And I'm Maggie.
And this week's wine is best enjoyed by three people. I'll let Em elaborate on what that means.
So today we have a bottle of a Ménage à Trois wine.
Ooh.
It is a Cabernet Sauvignon, which I don't think we've done that yet, but it's a 2019. Runs at about $12 a bottle, a little less than $12 a bottle.
Depending on when you're buying it.
Yep. I think I got mine at Wegmans this time. It's typically a bolder wine. Has some notes of dark fruits, so blackberry,
plum. Like the phone.
Yes, plum.
Throwback.
Rip.
Maggie gave me a little tidbit on the meaning of the phrase ménage à trois, in that it is typically an arrangement in which three people share a sexual relationship, typically a domestic situation involving a married couple and the lover of one of them. So
some throuple action.
Some throuple action, but seeming like it's starting more as a duo and then adding a lover into the mix. Yeah.
No wonder it's best enjoyed by three people. Mm-hmm. We are not that same definition, just to clarify.
Not yet.
Not quite.
All right, Maggie, you want to tell us what the topic for the week is?
Sure. So this week's topic or episode theme, we've decided to do a favorites episode.
A few of our favorite things.
Yes. These are a few of my favorite things.
Don't delete that.
Keep it in.
So we've done some crowdsourcing, and then I've sat on my phone a lot and just added a bunch of these in. But I'm going to surprise Anissa and Emily with what the favorites are.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
So no one's had time to prepare.
No, we have not.
Do not judge me for my lack of quick thinking. On the spot pressure.
We'll start it off easy. We've all been in the pandemic and in quarantine for a while, so we'll go with favorite current TV series.
Ted Lasso.
Great answer. I have so many right now, I can't even.
Let's go through them.
Okay, well, Ted Lasso is definitely on there. I'm going to just go with the ones that I binge-watched this weekend. I did nothing but sit on my couch and watch these two. I think you guys would enjoy it if you haven't already. To the listeners and to you guys, I think you both have already seen The Flight Attendant.
Love.
So well written.
You're late to the game, though.
Yeah. I know.
It's been out for a while.
I know, but I just binge-watched it. I was like, I'm not ready to...
You have to.
Exactly. Yeah. You cannot not put it down. And then Sex Lives of College Girls. Hmm. Okay.
Oh.
Hilarious. It's so funny. And my other friend, Maggie.
What's it on?
HBO.
Okay.
It's like, there's 8 episodes and they premiere like weekly, so it's very, very similar. So good. Everyone, literally HBO all the way. I mooch off of my friends for their like login. Maggie, thank you. but both shows are really good. And then Ted Lasso is really good. And then if you want to go like dark deep, I really, really enjoyed Made on
Netflix.
Yeah,
that's still on my list.
Yeah,
it's a good one. Yeah, I mean, when you're in a mental state that you can handle it, it is very...
Yeah, I've heard it's heavy.
It's heavy, yeah. But Ted Lasso, have you watched it?
Oh, well, so I started it and then I kind of like got busy with life. But
how
the first
you not finish it?
5 episodes, all I was watching it just with a smile on my face.
Oh yeah. My god, the whole, I mean, the
it's
whole
just
first
like
season.
A feel good.
Oh, show. It's 10 out of 10 recommend. I'm literally wearing a Believe shirt right now. Yes. Like, tell me you love Ted Lasso without telling me you love Ted Lasso.
Shout out.
It's, yeah.
13
yeah.
Signs.
It's now my favorite show of all time. Like, not even just. Of recent times,
I'm
of all time.
Pretty sure I recommended it to someone like yesterday.
So it's casually. Your favorite show.
It's a toss up between that and Friends, and Saturday Night Live maybe.
And New Girl.
And New Girl is up there for me too.
Yeah, I love
Friends. Friends would go above New Girl
for sure.
Me,
yeah.
Just because I could watch Friends over and over again. But
yeah, great show.
I also just really love Saturday Night Live. Like watching old reruns and stuff of it, it's like a really easy thing to watch. I enjoy TV that you don't necessarily have to pay attention to the entire time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's the kind of TV I like.
I'm going to go with Law & Order SVU.
Ooh, that's a good one.
That is a good
favorite of all time, for sure.
What's your favorite recent one?
I just finished Peaky Blinders. That was really good.
Okay. I couldn't get into that.
Me neither.
Oh, you got to give it like... I know, they always
like
say.
Like three seasons.
No, like three episodes, okay. And then you get attached.
I'm surprised neither of you have said Game of Thrones.
Honey, like you're about favorite. 5 years too late.
No, as like a favorite. I mean, you've just said SNL.
With the way that it ended.
Yeah, no. I didn't watch it. It went from favorite to Game of Thrones what?
Yeah.
Real quick.
It's just...
tanked.
Now that you know how it ends, you can't enjoy it as much when you're watching all the buildup. Right.
Okay, so I don't know how you meant this question to go, Maggie, but it definitely turned into present and past because mm-hmm. there's like very different varieties on like what, like Friends would be up there for like a past show, but like very old. So if I'm 5 years too late on Game of Thrones and you're a million years late.
I still watch Friends.
TBS every day.
Yeah,
all
literally.
Day.
All day.
We probably rewatch like episodes of Friends or just go back through and watch all 10 seasons at least once a year.
Can we talk about the fact that none of us commented on the actual wine?
Oh, yeah, it's pretty good. It's probably not one of our best.
No.
It's definitely, I think...
it's a little bold.
The bold for me is a little too bold than what
yeah,
I would typically go.
I really
go.
Like this.
Oh, good.
I like also, that it's chilled.
Yeah, disclaimer, we chilled it again. That's not common for a red wine, so I just...
it is common
that.
For a Cab Sav, though.
Like I think it's more common for a Pinot than it is a Cab.
Yeah.
I would Google that. Don't take our word for it, listeners.
Yeah. Yeah. Make your own opinion.
I don't chill any of my red wine.
No, typically I don't, but I've 100% heard and like discussed that Cab Savs are supposed to be at like a specific temperature to like taste all of the fragrance that's inside.
Guys, another thing I heard recently is there's these like little sticks apparently you can get at Total Wine, which I want to get us, that you can like stir in your wine and it gets rid of all the like sulfites and things that like make you feel like headachy and a little hungover the next day. So I need to get us those for Christmas.
Yeah. That would be so cool.
And then we'll report back too on if we feel like it made a difference or not.
Oh yeah.
Because we're drinking one bottle of wine each week. So we'll definitely know if there's a difference.
Just like a note to the listeners. If there's anyone out there that's like super, super, super convinced that white wine is better than red wine, please let us know, because I feel like everyone and their mom that I've talked to lately, like, shies away from white wine. They're just like, I'll take the red.
Well, tis the season for red wine.
True, but just in general.
My neighbor prefers... my neighbor prefers white wine.
I want to hear their argument, not argument.
I mean, I don't drink red wine.
She just said it doesn't give her a headache as much.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Maybe it's lighter.
You want to do the next one?
Sure. Okay.
Sorry for the tangent.
I know.
Okay, moving on. Favorite song currently? Because, you know, we just got through Spotify Wrapped. So maybe tell us what your top song was.
Ooh.
And then what your actual favorite song is.
Okay.
So
go ahead,
I'll
tell
go
us.
First. My top song that I played was Anyone by Justin Bieber. For all you Bieber haters out there, I'm loyal. and then my favorite song, we were just discussing this, and it's really by mood, but I could always listen to Kygo anywhere, anytime.
Okay.
Easy listening.
I like Kygo.
Yeah,
me too.
It's definitely easy listening, for
definitely
sure.
Definitely easy listening.
So my top song was a song called Fool's Gold by Aries, which Daniel and I turned you guys on to Aries a couple weeks ago. That is on his new album. He was also my top artist. And my favorite song currently is also by him. it's a song called Riding by him, nice. Also on the album. But because Fool's Gold came out before the album, he had a couple of the tracks on the album come out beforehand. I just like listened to that over and over and over again. So that one now is not in my favorites because I listened to it so much before the album came out.
Yeah.
So my favorite song is polar opposite of Maggie's Anybody by Justin Bieber. My favorite song was La Nota by Manuel Turizo, which I absolutely know why this is my favorite song. So earlier this year, I went to Mexico, and I think I literally played it on repeat a million times, and I'm not surprised that it would be up there. But if it was, like, current day, I'm pretty sure any song by Adele on her new album would be up there instead. But the Wrapped came out with, like, you know, all the data before.
Right.
So that's current day. Still love that song. If you put it on, I will be very happy in reliving my Mexico experience.
Did Taylor Swift make it to any of your Wrapped?
Yeah.
Oh, she didn't make it to mine.
Yeah. Me neither. She's always on, she's always number two on my list. It's either Kehlani is in number one, or this year it was Aries, but Taylor, for whatever reason, is always number two. I mean, yeah. I know why she's my number two, but she just never makes it to number one.
Yeah.
Because Taylor's one that
I didn't listen to much of her stuff before. I listened to, like, when her new album came out, but, like, current, you know. But, you know, speaking of JB, Stay by Kid Laroi and JB was on, like, top five, too. Yeah. So, great song. Definitely wasn't surprised.
Yeah.
Go ahead, JB.
Okay.
What's next?
Yeah, what's next?
Okay. Favorite vacation destination or place you've been?
So it has to be someplace that we've already visited.
Yes.
I mean, mine would have to be our honeymoon in Turks and Caicos. It was amazing.
Tell us more. I've heard some really good things about that.
Because we went to Turks, so where did you go?
We went to, one place was like a private island. We stayed there just for a couple nights because obviously the cost of that was much more expensive. And that was in like Grace Bay, and that was really, really nice because it was much more secluded. We were literally on our own island. There was nothing else around besides other homes, like other homes that people owned, and then the one resort. And so everything was, you know, it was like that. You wake up and there's the beach, and you could walk down to the beach, and they had just had activities. You could go like paddleboarding, you could go snorkeling, you could do whatever you wanted. They had the pool was really nice too. I mean, it was just, the whole trip was incredibly beautiful, but that was a little bit more secluded. You kind of felt like you're by yourself a little more. And then we went back to the main island, stayed there for 7 days, I think. So we were there for a total of 10 days. The whole thing was beautiful. Highly, highly recommend. I mean, it's gorgeous. I think it only actually stormed like one day that we were there.
What kind of storm, like rain?
No, it was like wind, rain. It was pretty scary actually, because the hallways of the resort were open. It wasn't all enclosed in a building. It was like the hallways were open, so you could hear the wind. It sounded way worse than it actually was. But no, it was, I mean, if you're looking for relaxation, if you're looking for just
crystal blue water,
that's definitely the place to go.
Mm-hmm. What about you, Max?
That's tough. I'm still thinking about mine.
You've been to a lot of places.
I know.
I'm also thinking about mine. I have a couple that, like, distinct. I mean, everything is around the water. Mm-hmm. Love me a good ocean. Love me a good sea. Lake,
except for the deep ocean.
We don't do deep ocean. But like, I mean, I told you, as long as I stay like before the line that cuts it off and you can see the coast, we're good. I'm just thinking like recent stuff, but I'm gonna go back to Italy, and I'm gonna say Lake Como.
Yeah,
it was probably
we went there together.
Yeah, we did. That would be a place that I would certainly visit again.
It was gorgeous.
And like Bellagio and all of the places surrounding Lake Como. Mm-hmm. We had a really good, you know, guide to explain the history of Lake Como because I think she was from there.
Yeah.
So that was helpful, but I don't think I spent enough time there. And then, you know, on this side of the world, go to Bosnia. Everybody go to Bosnia. That's my favorite destination. I was like, hold on. I can't not say that for all those people. Anywhere in Bosnia, you know, if you want to get crafty. But I was going to say, like, you know, in the last couple years, I've been to Tulum, Mexico, and that was gorgeous. And also Puerto Rico. They both have very gorgeous places. So they're like my top three, I would say. I don't really have like a specific one favorite. Lake Como is probably up there as number one, but the other two are very, very close after.
All right, so let's go back to Lake Como together.
Okay, I'm down. You want to come too?
For the second time.
Okay, fine, take me.
You've been there, right?
I know. Yeah. You're obviously invited. That invite was extended.
Yeah.
Duh. Any of our listeners can come too.
Yeah, I guess that's a really hard question
for me. It is really hard.
To answer.
Literally, there was a weekend every weekend last year that you, or 2 years ago, that you went somewhere. So
what about, why don't you do, like, the most relaxing? Like, start there. What was your most relaxing vacation? Pick your top
three, like I just did.
Well, I was just, the couple of trips that came to my, like, came to my head more recently. Like, the first trip, really, that Jeff and I ever took together out of the country was to the Virgin Islands. And just, like, us two being on our first trip together and, like just doing all of that. And it's so beautiful there. And just every person that we talked to was so nice, so welcoming. I still have, like, the cab driver's number, I think, in my phone. This was, like, 6-7 years ago. I have no idea. Like, so that was a good trip. And then another just, like, shocking beauty, like, when I think of just things that you don't see every day, was Interlaken, Switzerland. Mm-hmm. Just Switzerland as a whole. I mean, I could...
I can only imagine.
I could vibe. I could vibe there.
I had a layover in Switzerland, and I was like, I want to stay.
Yeah, it was, like, two, like, Interlaken between lakes. It was, like, two of the most turquoise colors that... colored lakes you've ever seen in your entire life. Like, I can't even describe how brilliant those colors were. And that's just not something that you see every day.
Yeah. So. Sounds fun. So basically, everybody, tour the world. South Africa's like on the top of my like bucket list places to visit. So a lot of the times I just like look at the content from there and I'm like,
yeah,
that's my favorite place I've never even been to.
Maybe we'll film from there.
Yeah.
Day.
Yeah.
Yeah. Record.
Goals. Record. No, we'll film.
We'll film. You know, at some point we're going to have to put a video up, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah. True.
Be like, hey maybe guys, we're in South Africa. We ain't lying.
Hey, maybe we can hit the big time and we can just start traveling and trying the wine from all around the world.
Right.
And recording.
Yeah. Yeah. Local wines.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. We could change our name, like the local bottle of wine.
One bottle of wine around the world.
Ooh, okay, I like that better.
Love it.
Thank mine you. Wasn't, I told you, don't.
Thank you.
Don't comfort me.
Yep. Creative mind over here.
Our creative genius over here.
All right, what's up?
That's trademark. No one can steal that.
Yeah. Literally, if anyone comes for that, GM. I will find you.
Okay, we'll move to the next one. This is from the audience. Favorite road trip snack?
I really like that one. So, on a plane, it's
so pretzels.
Funny. No, it's Cheez-Its.
I was going to say Cheez-Its.
I love the resealable bag of Cheez-Its on a plane. Such a good one. I don't care what the flavor is. Particularly, like, I like the extra cheese or, like, the mix, the white cheddar and the regular Cheez-Its. But, like, the resealable bag. So, like, you can close it and not make a huge mess. That's my, like, plane go-to. But road trip, like, on, like, car driving, for some, this is random, too. Pringles?
That's a good one.
Yeah. I really like
Pringles. It's not random.
I don't know why it's just, like, so easy to, like, you can get different flavors
in the smaller sizes. So you really like resealable foods.
Yeah. Well, just, you can get the little sizes and get multiple flavors, you know.
I would say road trip, like, if I'm in a gas station, we're just filling up. I've walked into the store and I'm like, oh, man, I just really need a snack. I would say I typically go for the Chex Mix Bold, the party, the black
ooh,
bag.
Yeah.
Ooh, okay.
The party one.
I've never bought that in my life.
I go for that or combos.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, my.
That's another pretzel one. Ones? The pretzel, yeah, but the pizza flavor.
Oh, my gosh. You and pizza. Rex should road trip together.
We should.
My brother Rex is obsessed with the
I
pizza
combo. I love combos.
That's I don't favorite. Think I've ever had that. Isn't it pork?
No.
It's all artificial flavor.
It's I mean, literally true. Pretzels but shoved with fake cheese.
I feel like maybe the picture has pepperoni on it, and I've already just been I've dismissed it, you know?
Yeah, that makes sense.
For that reason.
Yeah, those are my two. What are yours, Meg?
So I'm going to shout out to my twin sisters, Emma and Sophie, because I think one of them was the one that asked this.
Oh, good, good.
But our favorite road trip snack, corn nuts.
What?
Oh.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm. Very
that
interesting.
That salty, hard crunch, almost enough to break your tooth.
Oh, yeah.
Really keeps you living life on the edge.
Wow.
Also, our dad really liked them, so it's, like, sentimental.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
So.
You know what my mom really likes? pork rinds. She ate them a lot growing up. They're not terrible. I've had them.
Oh, yeah.
They're almost like a puffed up, like,
grease. It's crunchy grease.
Yeah. It's so, yeah. It's just like a puffed up, like, it's almost like a Cheeto.
I do like the cheese puffs.
You Cheetos. Will never know a pork rind.
Yeah.
No, I don't. I will never know a pork rind. But I was going to say, I do like the cheese puffs, like the Cheetos cheese puffs, but they're too messy. Like, you get your hands all sticky and stuff. So, like, for, like, road trips, it's kind of hard. But also, Mags, just to back up on that one, do you do that, like, when you're flying, too? Is that your favorite snack flying?
Oh, yeah. They sell them in the airport,
too. Do they?
Really?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I feel like that would be annoying, like, crunching on them on an airplane.
Yeah. Actually... Now that I think of it, maybe I get them and stick them in my bag and I never eat them. Like, but prior to.
Yeah. It's like a travel snack. Yeah.
Do you have like a chocolate or like a gummy or something that you also get?
I was going to say.
I'm not like, a chocolate gal.
Is there a sweet treat that you get for road trips that you would typically go for?
A gummy.
I'm trying to think of like my gas station. Yeah,
like a sour gummy.
Yes, like the watermelon Sour Patch Kids.
Oh my god, yes.
Yeah. Oh. I don't typically go for it, but like if I was going to pick one, that's the one I'd pick. That or like the Starburst chewable, like the little mini ones.
Ooh, or the...
Oh, they're all resealable. That's kind of why I probably go for it.
What are the Sweet Tart straws?
Yes.
Oh yeah, those are good.
I love those.
Good. Airheads Extreme.
Yes.
Love. Yes. Or a Nerd's Rope. Yes. Oh, fuck me up with a good Nerd's Rope.
God. Yeah. Okay. I need that, like, chewy, like, really, you know.
Yeah.
So, are we going on a road trip anytime soon?
I mean, I might just go for the snacks.
Listen.
Yeah.
Can we go on a road trip to Target to get the snacks and then road trip back home just to eat like the snacks?
I know Target's going to have all of these.
We will reconvene after this short break.
What about our next episode? We, like, get the snacks and we have them. Well, maybe
how
not.
About we all try that might be really, snacks,
and then you guys can hear us munch on corn nuts for 50 minutes.
That would be
and
really
see annoying. How well it pairs with our wine.
That would be really annoying.
Okay. Enough about snacks. You're making me hungry.
I was going to segue into the next one, which is another from the audience. Favorite cheat meal.
Okay, listen. Chick-fil-A. I'm on no diet.
Chick-fil-A.
Okay, I'm going to go with, I don't think it's a cheat meal. I don't consider it a cheat meal. It's just meal. Chipotle.
Yeah.
A Chipotle is definitely not my cheat meal. Chipotle is like a every week kind of meal.
Okay, fine. Chick-fil-A then.
Chick-fil-A, I feel like at this point for both of us, is no longer a cheat meal either.
Yeah, it's a reward.
It's just a...
Hard times out here.
Yeah.
Hard times out here.
What's yours?
I think... cheat meal, like, I associate cheat meal with, like, obviously, like, fast food.
Yeah.
But I don't do beef, so, like, my go-to is an Impossible Whopper from Burger King.
Oh, that's a good one.
Like, and also, every time I'm on the road, I'm craving one of those, so maybe that's my favorite.
That's your lunch.
Yeah,
it's your maybe. It's your road
trip
lunch.
You know what's crazy to think about? Like, any place that I would go if, like, I were to pick fast food... if I was going to go to McDonald's, like Wendy's, Burger King, whatever, I would typically go for the nuggets. But the only place that I actually get a sandwich is Chick-fil-A. I get the spicy chicken sandwich. And I don't ever get the nuggets.
Hmm.
It's like weird to me. Like,
I feel like I'm the opposite.
I would never get a sandwich. I would never get a sandwich at McDonald's or Wendy's.
See, I always get like a burger or even a fillet of fish at McDonald's.
Oh my god.
I know.
Oh my god, that's a red flag.
Literally. Oh, wait, guys. Okay, there's actually a story behind this. So my mom used to work at McDonald's when she was 16. Mm-hmm. So she was in high school.
A really long time ago.
But she only used to order the fillet of fish because it was the only thing that was like somewhat fresh in everything they made. That it didn't come it didn't always
McDonald's
like,
don't come for us.
However they made it. This was way back in the day. So, but like it was the reason she ate it was because it was the only thing that didn't.
So growing
seem,
up,
like, disgusting.
That's what she ordered for you guys.
Well, they would eat it, so like we would obviously be curious. And it's honestly not that bad. It tastes like, God, what are those things called? The fried fish you eat when you're a kid.
Fish sticks?
Yeah, fish sticks. It tastes like a big thing of fish sticks.
Yeah.
With some tartar sauce on it, it's not too bad.
I'm just going to stick to my nuggets.
I also like burgers. I mean, I'll eat a McDonald's burger.
I just don't, I mean, I would get, like, maybe a McChicken, but, like,
You wouldn't do I don't do burgers. Beef?
I don't do burgers, really. I mean, I do, burgers. Like, at a barbecue, maybe, like, I'll be like, oh, okay.
Have you had the Impossible Whopper?
I've had the Beyond Burger. Like, we made it ourselves, the Beyond Burger, Beyond Meat Patty, whatever. But I have not had the Impossible Whopper from Burger King. I also don't know where a Burger King is around here.
There aren't a lot in this area.
Yeah.
Yeah, I will say that, because that's, like, the one thing that I miss, I guess, from time to time, not eating beef. And the Impossible Whopper, like, the Whopper in general, because they throw so much shit on it.
Yeah.
Like, you're like, what is this? Yeah. It has a faint taste of a burger in there somewhere.
Right, right.
It just hits the spot. So, you should try it.
Yeah. I'm down to try it.
Okay, what's next?
Okay, next. Because we've all been drinking a lot of this in quarantine. You're not going to know what I'm going to say. Favorite coffee shop drink.
Hmm. Ooh. I didn't need quarantine to drink all of that.
Are we going, like, Starbucks drink or just, like...
Your local coffee shop, wherever you get your local go-to order. I want customized, don't lie to me.
Anissa's Nespresso. I've been making a bomb Nespresso machine, like, from Mama Nespresso machine.
Have you just been putting the pod in the machine and then pressing the button? Or is there something else that you do that's special about your...
You can kiss my ass. I get a specific pod, okay?
Dead. What is
First
it?
First off,
what's
the vanilla brulee.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Okay, that pod.
Mm-hmm.
With...
It's just okay.
A caramel macchiato... creamer that's made with oat milk and almond milk.
Oh, where's it from? Tell us
it's
more details.
It's a Starbucks brand.
Okay.
And so I put a little bit of that, depends on how sweet I want to get that morning, at the bottom of my cup, and then I press the button. Okay.
So the creamer okay. itself is already sweetened?
Yes.
Okay.
And so I don't add any sweetener. But if I want to get a little sweetener, I also have the caramel drizzle from,
ooh.
I don't know what brand it is, but.
So meet us at Cafe Anissa tomorrow morning for yes. our.
Yes, so don't come at me.
Funny, I've never heard of this order until now, so.
I've literally been making it for the past month, like every day. So. But I've experimented with the regular caramel macchiato creamer and the oat milk and almond milk flavor. And I think I like the regular better, but the other one's healthier, so I'm just going to keep the healthier option. You know, we watch in our figure.
Okay. I was thinking we were going to go more of, like, the Starbucks order. I mean, you know, I have an espresso machine, too. I just...
Don't craft your own beverages.
I do. I just do half and half in coconut sugar. That's my go-to.
Next.
But, like, if I want to treat myself...
Yeah, we're talking favorite.
Yeah, like, if I want to treat myself...
Not your everyday.
You wait till the holidays, and you go to Starbucks, and you wait for their holiday flavors.
Yes.
Then you do you want to go to what now, to Starbucks?
I want to go again.
Oh, no.
She's
you
doing
can't.
Her
You're
every
done.
Day.
Yeah. You did your every day. Now we're into the treat yourself. So I'm going to Starbucks. I'm going to get a grande latte. I'm going to get a chestnut praline latte.
Oh, yes. Yes.
Yeah.
So I was going to say that. Yep.
That's the
no whip,
holiday
though.
Flavor. I'm going to go whip.
Treating
we're
your favorite.
Treating ourselves.
Just don't, the whip doesn't do anything.
I'm going to go a little bit lower on the pumps because I just don't like it that sweet. So I'll go half. I'd
yeah,
probably
save
cut
the pumps
in half.
For the people like me.
Yeah, like, I'll give you
Maggie,
my extra pumps.
You give me diabetes with your order.
Yeah. I'm surprised that I don't have it.
So, yeah, I'm going to go chestnut praline with all the works.
Okay.
Maybe you can go
can
venti.
Can I go again? Please, I'm sorry.
Yes,
I'm sorry.
Are you going to say your sugar cookie ice?
Yes, I was going to say that, okay? This is this year's because it's a new one, right? And when you say coffee shop, we all know we only go to Starbucks. We're just some basic white
okay,
girls right
don't
here.
Sleep on South Block.
Okay, South Block has a good vanilla oat latte. But that's all they got. So Starbucks is the sugar cookie almond milk latte. And now they have a warm one, too, or an iced one. I prefer ice. I just like ice drinks in general. But you're going to substitute the almond milk with oat milk, and boom. Thank me later.
And I'm going to follow that up. Try the hot one. hot sugar cookie latte.
That sounds way better.
An extra pump because
the sugar cookie need pump is sugar. Delish. It is good.
And an extra shot to cut it.
Yeah.
But I also need the caffeine.
So. Yeah.
And you'll also thank me later.
Darn.
Okay. Next. Your favorite thing to do on vacation?
Read. I never read.
Yeah.
At home. Mm-hmm. So when I go on vacation, I always bring a book. And I like to, like, go in a hammock and read. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm.
Drink. Mm-hmm. I mean, I do that regularly, but, like, there's just something about having a nice mojito by, like, on the beach. Or, like, a sex on the beach. Or a Miami Vice.
Or having sex on the beach.
Or literally any, like, fruity drink I wouldn't typically get if I ordered a drink here, like, getting dinner or something like that.
Well, maybe you should just start ordering sex on the beaches when you just go out to dinner.
Actually, like, 2 weeks ago, I went out and I asked for a mojito, and she was like, we don't have that. And I said, what do you have that's similar? And she goes, the sex on the beach. I said, okay, I'll take it. Because I was just I was thinking tropical. Mm-hmm. And it was all right.
No margaritas for you?
I like margaritas, yes. Spicy margaritas, preferably. No salt. Tajin on the rim.
No salt.
I do not like salt.
Yeah, I don't like salt on the rim either.
Oh, I like salt all around that rim.
Thank you, Nikki.
Do you like a spicy marg?
Do I like a spicy marg? I'm not for or against. I could do non-spicy or spicy all in the same.
Unpopular opinion. I don't like a marg.
Not at all. I'm not tequila's biggest fan, but
I know people that don't like margs.
They all taste really sour to me.
If I'm going to do a marg, I'm going to do a spicy marg.
Like, I think if I'm going to do a marg, it's going to be a cucumber.
Oh, yeah.
One of those refreshing ones right. that I can barely taste. But I don't like sour mix. Like, okay. Or whatever the sour aspect that they
put. Okay, so you have to go to, like, on that topic, how do we feel about Bloody Marys?
I don't like them.
Love them. It's a meal and a drink.
It's a meal and a
It's tomato soup and vodka. It's disgusting.
It's a meal and a drink.
I used to not like
You can't do a marg because of the sour, but you can drink tomato soup juice. And vodka together.
It's a meal and a drink.
It's disgusting.
Okay, listen. But also, I went to Maine one time, and they served me a Bloody Mary with a lobster tail on the side. A full-ass lobster tail.
Yeah.
That is a meal in a drink.
You might as well get a grilled cheese and dip it in your freaking Bloody Mary.
Here's my... I have...
Keep talking.
TM. Don't steal that idea.
Listen, two thoughts on Bloody Marys. I was going to say two tots. Two thoughts on Bloody Marys. The first thought is I used to hate them, and now they've grown on me because I just request extra spicy. Mm-hmm. I'm like, add a little whatever you're gonna spice it up with, because if they just do the regular Bloody Mary mix, I'm not vibing with it. But I might not finish the whole thing. Like, I might have like 3/4 of the cup because it actually like feels good. Extra spicy. Two, I really don't like that they don't tell you what garnishes and stuff they're going to put inside the Bloody Mary before they deliver it to you. Because a lot of places put things like olives and bacon, and I can't have bacon and can't stand olives. So I'm like, can you just disclose on your menu when you say Bloody Mary, garnished with, and like celery stick, olives, bacon, whatever the heck they want to put on there, or nothing.
You could just ask.
I do, but it's annoying to have to ask every single time. It's like saying, oh, I'm giving you tacos with what on them.
Okay.
It's a similar thing.
Don't like drinking tomato soup out of a straw.
You know? Tomato juice.
It's basically tomato soup.
No, come because on. Soup is warm.
It is thick enough to be a soup. It's basically gazpacho out of a straw.
I would like to close this with it's a meal and a drink.
And okay. Also, the question is, what's your favorite thing to do on vacation? And Maggie never answered.
Oh, yeah. Well, I was going to comment that you guys both went to, like, summer vacations.
We did.
Which is also what I was going to go to, too. Like, does no one ever go to winter vacations?
I mean, we went to Iceland.
Right. I mean, there are also winter vacations.
My favorite thing to do there was to sightsee.
I think when everyone
sightsee,
goes on vacation, like, everyone's vision of vacation is just like a tropical island.
Of course, I think so too. Well,
correct me if I'm wrong, listeners.
Yeah, let us know on our Instagram.
Yeah, we'll poll you later.
At One Bottle of Wine Podcast. Later.
Like, when you think vacation,
I'll pull the shit out of you later.
All right. Well, what's the next one?
I'm going to just say that
I didn't answer yet.
I'm going to say that they didn't make our winter vacations in school long enough. That's why we don't think of winter.
A month?
No. How do we get onto the topic of mojitos and Bloody Marys?
Because she said she liked to drink on vacation.
That took a turn. Okay, what do you like to do on vacation, Maggie?
I was going to say a combination of those two things. Mm-hmm. But Reed, then while she's drinking. I was also thinking, I'm like, what I end up doing is like playing beach games.
Okay.
I love a good, like, I don't know, any game.
Yeah, literally any game. Oh, yeah. That's so much fun. You just have to have enough people.
Yeah.
That's what gets me.
Or just two people and you're drunk on the beach and...
Board games,
playing
too.
Whatever game you think you're playing.
Catan.
Board games are another good one for card vacations.
Card games. Oh, my gosh. Yes.
Would also like to ask, did we already talk about this, if there are weighted cards? Because that's what I need on the beach.
TM.
Yeah, trademarked. Don't can come for us.
Yeah. We're fucking geniuses over here.
Literally. Oh, my gosh. You need to jot all of us down when you're editing.
I do.
First, edit us TMing things. Yeah. Second, just... Oh, man.
Oh, okay.
Okay, enough about vacation. I already want to be on. I want to be on a road trip, a vacation with all our favorite snacks and some booze. Let's go.
Okay, so the three of us together, we're going to do that. Great.
Okay.
Moving on to the next question. Your most favorite compliment you've ever received? From the audience.
From the audience? From anyone? Mine is probably when someone tells me that I have a good voice, like when I sing.
Are you serious?
I'm being 100% serious.
I've literally never heard you sing.
No, I don't sing a lot, and I don't really have, like, that good of a voice. It's okay. I think I can, like, match pitch and tone because I used to play the violin for a really long time. So, like, I can sing on tone, but I'm not, like, good.
What? You sing?
But if somebody tells me that I have a good singing voice, I'm like, thank you so much.
You know what I'm getting you for Christmas?
Are you dead ass?
I'm being 100%.
I know what I'm getting her for Christmas.
No, I can't.
A card that just says, you sound like Beyonce.
I thought she was going to say something like, when someone tells me I'm a great mom or something like that. Like, how do you go from that to, like, when someone tells me? I've been your friend for years and I had no idea that you sang.
I like to sing a lot.
It's also her guilty pleasure.
It kind of is a guilty pleasure. I do really like to sing. And I like to think that I'm good.
Yes.
But I'm not.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I have the same thing. All
right, but Max. You are pretty good. I've heard you sing. You're definitely not tone deaf. Neither of you are tone deaf.
Oh my god, I'm 100% tone deaf.
Like, no, you're not.
You.
I was listening to you just like. I was listening to you like joke around earlier, and it's I was not irritated. A drink.
Right. All right, Maggie, what's yours?
I think I like or respond. My heart responds most to. Like, someone calling me, like, funny or witty.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I believe it.
That. Yeah. I also like when people think I'm funny, but...
I also tell you that you're funny. And
I don't get like, that a lot, so...
I know. That's why you're my best friend.
Because you tell me all the time. Ha, ha,
Daniel
ha.
Thinks you're really funny. Aww. He says that a lot, that
hey,
he thinks
he
you're
say
really
I'm funny.
Funny?
Oh, my God.
No. Oh. You're not that funny.
Damn. What if that was mine, too? Like, what, are you just going to, like, shoot me while I'm down? Wow.
No. No, I just wouldn't say that that's your thing, you know?
I don't really even know what my favorite compliment is.
Your thing is that you just, like, score 10 goals in a soccer tournament.
When people say you look like David Beckham.
And Cameron Diaz just had a baby. We'll share a little bit more on that another time. I think my favorite compliment that people give me is probably that I'm, like, well-spoken.
Yeah.
Yeah, I would agree with that.
Mm-hmm. I think I enjoy, I don't, not like enjoy, but like I thrive off of a comment like that because I try to be well-spoken. And so.
It's not easy to be well-spoken.
No. Yeah. Especially when English was not your first language.
True.
Yeah.
Valid point. Practice, kids.
But no one would ever know that.
Right. Correct.
Yeah, they wouldn't. Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's a good one.
Yeah.
We all have good ones.
I like it.
You yeah. well-spoken biatch. So,
aka, when I wake up tomorrow, y'all better compliment me about being right. well-spoken.
We're all going to text each other in our group chat. And
say, Emily, you have a great singing voice. I'm sorry, what? I still
can't get over that. Yeah, I don't think I've ever, like, sang in front of you.
You've never sang in front of me.
No.
Yeah, and if you have, it was
it
never
has to be
serious.
Organic, though.
Yeah, it was really never serious enough for me to, like pay yeah. attention to it in that way.
I prefer, you know, like, slower songs. Sometimes, you know, Broadway. Like,
who were the celebrities you got? Did you get any singers?
No.
I got Celine Dion.
You didn't. Angelina Jolie.
Eminem is an artist.
Oh, yes, sis.
Fuck off.
Yes. Yes, sis. Okay, enough on that. Next.
All right.
Oh, my gosh.
You better move on, bitch.
Oh, my God. Okay, next question. A favorite gift you ever bought yourself? Another question from the audience.
This one's tough. I'm gonna be very honest.
This one was from Harold. I'm gonna give him a shout out.
Okay, Harold.
Hey, Harry.
Yes. I don't know if he's gonna light that one up.
Oh, okay. Sorry, listen, Harold.
So I tend to overbuy for myself, I think. I'm like very much, oh, I think I need this. Oh, I think I want that. And think and just call them gifts. But I'm going to go with a house.
I was going to say a house.
Yeah.
Actually, I'm going to say a car.
Okay. Well, I bought that too. So I'm just kidding. I'm kidding. I bought myself a house and I'm going to call that a gift.
I think that that's a great one.
Thank you.
Yeah. I'm going to say a car. I was really determined to buy a car for myself.
Was this the RAV or Tesla?
Tesla.
Okay.
Yeah. So, well, Dana and I split it, but it's really been a great investment, and we love it. You're excited about it. Yeah. Yeah. I love driving it.
Hell yeah.
Looks great on you, Mom.
Thanks.
Still haven't gotten a ride in that, by the way, but...
Well, we can't now. We've had a bottle of wine.
Daniel!
Maybe next time.
Good thing we have a DD upstairs.
No, I want to drive you in it.
Oh, okay. I think... my favorite thing I've ever bought myself, I'm going to go with recently because I'm getting old these days. I can't remember all the things I bought.
Yeah, seriously.
But recently, you know, I was going through a time mentally where I was just like, you know, frig it. I'm going to get up one day, buy a trip to Europe, not look back, just tell my boss I have to go. And I went. I did it.
Is this Portugal?
Yes.
Ooh,
I would probably have to add that to one of the my favorite places I've been lately, too.
Did you go to Lisbon?
Yes. Sure did. And then we did, like, this whole coastal route, and it was great.
Portugal's gorgeous.
But also just, you know, mindset.
On my bucket list.
Mindset was, it was much needed at the time.
Yeah, mental break.
And you called it a gift for yourself. Yeah. Well deserved.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a great gift.
I didn't ask anyone. I was just like, bye. Gotta do it for myself.
Good. You did.
Love a good trip.
Okay, so we'll wrap it up with our final audience question. Shout out to Rachel for this one.
Ray. Damn, Rachel, you are a number one fan.
Yeah, yeah, she get is. It, girl.
Love her.
So favorite thing or memory of one another? I guess we can...
love that. Who should start?
You.
Oh, okay.
You're the eldest.
I mean, I do have... I do feel like I have these, so I'm going to get a little sentimental here.
Okay.
No tears, okay?
We'll try. Well, I have two.
Okay.
One was when my dad died, you guys were still in college, and you both came back, and you stayed with me for, like, several days during that whole time, and that meant a lot to me. And I am getting teary. But the second one was also based around that. It was a gift you guys got me. I don't know if you guys even remember this, but it was, I think, like, my birthday the next year or something. It was some special occasion. And you guys got me bracelets with my birthstone and his birthstone.
Yeah.
And that was, like, the most meaningful gift anyone's ever gotten me.
Aww. I'm going to give a shout out to Maggie because that was her thought process. Well. I was just like, that's a great idea. Do it. She's like the gift. idea behind any gift that we have to, literally, if any gift that we give Emily or like her daughter or anything that has to do with her family is Maggie's idea, not mine. No. I just contribute the funds.
Well,
I'm not as creative, but I'm so glad. That makes me so happy.
Yeah. Those are my memories of you guys.
Aw, we love you.
I love you.
I remember us sleeping on the floor of Sycamore Street. Yeah. It was like us and Becky was there and like a bunch of people who had come from out of town to be there. And it was just like exactly what I needed.
Yeah.
It was so nice.
Aw.
Yeah.
I'm so glad.
I love you.
Love you guys.
Love you. You go.
I can't think on this. I'm like the worst.
You can't put me on
this. My favorite memory of you guys. I'm going to go with Maggie first. Was probably your visit to Bosnia.
That's a good one.
You know, I've had a couple of people in my life visit me and like stay with my family and stuff, but I don't think anyone was like as receptive to the environment and as like open to everything that I might get teary-eyed over here. but anyone that was like receptive and open to like my family, because it's not your typical like upbringing and like what they go through and things like that, and like meeting my grandparents and like not being able to speak the language but making an effort to, that meant a lot to me. And I hope one day, Emily, you get the privilege to do that too.
I hope so. I would love to.
Is privilege the right word?
It is. It's definitely a privilege.
I mean, just in general, just like while my grandparents are alive, maybe that would be great. But my favorite memory of UM was a lot to do with Sycamore Street. I spent so much time there. And I think one day, I don't know if it was like after a night we went out, but we just sat on the couch the entire day. Maggie, you might have been there too.
I think so.
I don't remember, but we like did our nails. We ordered so much junk food, like pizza. We ordered everything in sight. I did not leave your couch. I've never recovered from a hangover better than at Emily's house on Sycamore Street. Like, I felt like top-notch service. And I just feel like that year, you know, you being close and like having your own place and having a place to crash, like I feel like we connected so much on a different level, where like you felt like my older sister more than anything else.
Yeah. So. I feel like I remember that day too.
Yeah. We were shitheads. But it was like, after a fun night that we couldn't remember much of, but like the next day it was just like full, just like
pamper day.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's right. All right, Max, now you're on the spot.
Well, you guys have kind of like stolen all of mine. That's fine. I think my favorite memory with you, Anissa, would be that trip to Bosnia, because, like, I've obviously never traveled to someone's house or, like, you know, so far away and so out of my element, and, like, also never been in a situation or, like, a family that was so welcoming and, like, accommodating and, like, it was just, like, one of the most beautiful experiences that I've ever had. And you were just, like, right there along the way, like, my sis guiding me through it all. Like, like, when I was, like, stumbling over my fucking Bosnian that I know, like, three words on. You were just like, yeah, this is my girl. You gotta get to know her. I was like, yay, guys. Promise I'm not a bad American. Yeah, and then Dankler, I would say one of the moments that sticks out with you, and you know the night that I'm talking about, was, you know, not an easy night for me at Target.
Yep.
And you, like, just didn't skip a beat. We went and got our Krispy Kreme and figured some things out together and just didn't falter in your support that I needed that night. And I think there's a common theme with all of our favorite memories is that we're not afraid or not, like, we just step in.
We love each other.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
We're there when we need each other.
I have actually two more funny ones. Okay, so.
Yeah, let's do funny ones.
Yeah, okay, so Anissa and I were at rival high schools, and we wore the same number, and we played the same position in soccer. And so I have such a distinct memory of when I caught wind that she wanted to come to Mary Washington, where we went to college. And I basically tried to convince the soccer coach not to let her come because, you know, I had heard some not so great things about her attitude as a player.
Selfish. Jealous. That's all I'm
gonna And say. I just remember when she came, and it was, like, at first I wanted so bad not to like her, but it just, like, it happened pretty quickly of just, like, okay, she's my teammate now. And, like, I think I didn't like her so much because we were so alike, and we were both competitive, and we were both, like, had that same team mentality type thing. And so it was just one of those things where it was, like, once we were on the same team, it was just natural for us to be friends.
Yeah.
And obviously that hasn't changed since.
Literally. I was just going to say, like, we do have that same personality in that spectrum, because when the incident that you're referring to, it was, like, I was the type of person that was, like, I would ride and die for my teammates.
Yeah.
And you have that same mentality. So when we're in the same team, it's just, like, if anyone's going to get in a fight or, like, die for any of our teammates,
it's going to be one of us.
It's going to be one of us.
Right.
Well, I was going to say, we all pretty much go from, like, you die or we ride
together,
like, pretty quickly.
Yeah.
So, like, I either hate you or let's go, fam.
Yeah. Right. There's really no in between. No. There's no, like, ambiguity there.
Yeah.
One of mine for Maggie was also soccer related. Mm. Maggie scored her only goal, only goal of college, and it came off of my beautiful assist, and it was almost just like
a beaut.
It was meant to be. It was like this perfect ball in. Maggie took the perfect first touch, and like second touch was a direct shot.
I remember that goal.
And it was like this, and I think we had just started to like become really, really close at that point too, and I think we celebrated like...
Pretty sure I got pulled after that, so that's good.
Yeah. And then it was like, oh, no, that was not...
CW.
You didn't score with your left foot, and you need to come out.
Yeah, get the fuck out.
Whatever. But I have definitely more memories with you guys than just the sappy
those
ones.
Those were just, Those were just, like, the first ones that stood out. There's so many. I know, even thinking back on, like, Lake Como.
Yeah.
Like, you and I hung out during that trip. Like, I have pictures. Yeah. It was like, you meet Ashley, and we're just, like... touring different things.
Yep. And Kate, you know, just Kate, like Caitlin.
Just different like exposure to like, I just remember specific pictures, and I'm just like reliving those memories back in my head where you're like, you didn't realize those scenarios and those like moments had impact on the rest of your life until like you rethink, like you sit down and think about
it. And my dad was there.
Yeah.
He came with us.
Yeah.
He took so many pictures and stuff. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So it was like my dad, Caitlin, and I all got to go.
Yeah.
We've all had our ups and downs, but, you know, we're where we are now for a reason.
When you have a family that you weren't born and have to love, that says something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That we still love each other.
I know.
Hell yeah.
It's crazy.
Through it all.
But we're here.
Yeah.
Doing it.
Doing it.
And we're doing it, like, super strong. Freaking drinking one bottle of wine at a time, talking about it.
Every week. All right, so thanks for listening, and make sure to follow us on Instagram at One Bottle of Wine Podcast. Make sure to tune in next week for another glass and some more laughs. Cheers.
Cheers.
Yes.